in the first place? Why preach the gospel? And why take the gospel out into the streets of Edinburgh? Well, at least one of the answers, if not the main answer, is that the church has the most glorious message that any sinner could ever hear. The gospel itself is the most glorious message that Christ has given to his church. You will hear many messages through the week. You will hear many messages, many different messages in the world. But there is absolutely no message to compare to the message of the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. There is none that will even compare to the gospel message. That's why Jesus says, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel. He doesn't say go and entertain people. He doesn't say go and be popular in the world. He doesn't even say go and be successful. He says go and preach the gospel. Because this is the most glorious message that any sinner could ever hear. What makes it so special? Well, the person who gives it to the church makes it special. You already see that in the text. We read, for example, that when Jesus was risen from the dead, the person who's given the great commission to the church to go and to preach the gospel is one who has risen from the dead. Now, you go to all the religions of this world. You go to, no matter what religion it might be, Islam, Hinduism, Mormonism, Jehovah's Witnesses, and all the rest of it. You go and find, you will find that there is someone who has initiated that religion. But let me ask you this question. How many people do you know that have initiated a religion that have risen from the dead? Jesus Christ died and rose from the dead. Paul refers to that when he speaks in Corinthians chapter 15, when he begins to speak about what is there after death. And he speaks at the very beginning of Hebrews chapter 15. And he says, I delivered unto what, first of all, that Christ Jesus was buried and rose again the third day according to the scriptures. Isn't that wonderful? The gospel message is given by Jesus Christ, who was crucified, put to death, was 3 days in the ground, in the grave, and yet he rose triumphant over even the grave itself. What other message? What other religion could ever bring you such a glorious gospel? Jesus Christ risen from the dead. But it's not just the fact that he rose from the dead, it's the fact that he died at all. If you are, the very message itself is unique. If the person who gives this message to the church is unique in that he rose triumphant over death and the grave, the very message itself is unique. If you're going to set up a religion, and if you're going to set up something that people would follow, you want to have someone, you know, very charismatic. You want to have someone that's very forward. You want to have someone that perhaps can lead armies. My friend, the message here is about the death of the Lord Jesus Christ. That's unique. It's about a man who was crucified between thieves and robbers. Who is there that would seek to follow such a religion that has a message that the one that the message is all about was crucified between thieves and robbers? And yet, once again, Paul tells us the glory of this message is that very point. I declare unto you the gospel which I preach unto you, which also you have received, and wherein you stand, by which you are saved. The good news by which you are saved. I delivered you first of all that which I have received, that Christ died for our sins, according to the scriptures. That he was buried and that he rose again the third day, according to the scriptures. You see, Christ Jesus, the message, is about one who suffered and died in the room instead of sinners. And my friend, that makes it absolutely unique. There is no other religion. Christianity is not religion. Christianity is the truth. But all these other religions in the world, what can they do for you? Absolutely nothing when it comes to salvation. They may do something for your life. As I said before, if they don't do anything for you, you're as well packing it in because it's a waste of time. But there is one thing that all these religions in the world that you will hear out there in the streets of Edinburgh, in the doors when you go around, they've all got their religion. Even atheism is just a religion. But none of them can deal with your sin. None of them can. Not one has a message that will deal with the greatest problem of all, and that is your sins.